thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From John 3, verse 7, you must be born again. The Anglican clergyman George Whitefield was just as much responsible for the transformation of England, as well as the Great Awakening in America, as John and Charles Wesley. In a letter to Benjamin Franklin, who delighted in coming to hear George Whitefield speak, he said, "As I find you growing more and more famous in the learned world, I would recommend to your diligent and unprejudiced study the mystery of the new birth. It is a most important study, and when mastered, will richly answer all your pains. I bid you, my friend, remember that one at whose bar we shall presently appear hath solemnly declared that without it we shall in no wise see his kingdom." That was a very wise recommendation to Franklin, a man who was noted in the history of the world as being wise. Jesus said, "You must be born again." And there has never been a person who earnestly sought the new birth and didn't find it. Even our seeking is created by the Spirit of God. Are you tired of the emptiness and lack of purpose of your life? Are you tired of the filthy rags of your own righteousness? Are you willing to trust someone other than yourself? Then look to the cross of Christ. Place your trust in Him and ask Him to come in you and be born in you today. You can be born once and die twice. But if you're born twice, you will only die once. Jesus said, "He who believes in the Son of God has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life." From Vision's Word for Today, have you been born again?
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.